This is GQDN for Monday, July 13th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By Patreon.com/GroupQuest. Go check that out. Let's step up there. I know I'm talking fast. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have Octopath Traveler, Kingdom Hearts going to an event, and Blizzard is responding to the players about Diablo 4. But we begin today with what maybe should be. GamesRadar.com did say that the former PlayStation head did tell Xbox to be a good publisher or make a good platform with exclusives. And that is the former PlayStation head, Sean Layden, who did urge Asha Sharma at Xbox to decide what should Xbox be. So speaking to Eurogamer, Layden did say that there are two roads when it comes to what Xbox could do. They could be a competitive platform with PlayStation or be the biggest game publisher in the world. So here is what he is thinking because of what Xbox did with Gears of War E-Day. Here's what he said. Quote, those two roads do not converge. To be a platform and to be a very well-supported, well-accepted, and well-selling platform, you need exclusive content. Nintendo needs its Mario and its Zelda, and PlayStation needs Crash Bandicoot, Astrobot, and Kratos, and Horizon. All of that. End quote. Now, Crash Bandicoot is owned by Xbox now, but it was a PlayStation mascot in the early years. Further quote, if you're going to be the biggest publisher in the world, which is not a bad ambition, I'm sure there's gold on them there hills. You have to bring your stuff to every platform. Multi-platform is almost a prerequisite. When I was running PlayStation Studios, even our biggest year, we never got maybe 22% market share. As a first-party platform, our job was almost to be the biggest game publisher in the world. I wasn't making games so I could steal some market share from EA or steal market shares from Activision. My job was to make games and made the pie bigger. My opportunity was in growing it out. End quote. Now, whether it be inconsistencies, according to the website, they're saying that Xbox should choose one or the other. So if you were Xbox, what would you do? You can let me know at Joe Brums on X or Twitter, however you want to say it. Now, we're going to stick with Xbox because Obsidian Entertainment was doing some talking and GamingBolt.com reported on it. And the one that was doing the talking was Brandon Alder because he went to LinkedIn to call out what he referred to was, quote, a cold take artist coming out of the woodwork to talk about what Obsidian is on what it isn't, end quote. He was talking about the loss of the talented colleagues due to layoffs. Nalder did say that the reports have been coming from people who have no understanding or no knowledge of the inner workings of Obsidian Entertainment. And he did say that they were doing little more than spreading an enormous amount of that misinformation. Further quote, this has been an extremely difficult week at Obsidian. Not only I have had to say goodbye to some amazing developers, but I've had to say goodbye to some of my best friends. I truly feel for every one of them. Not that if you were looking to hire one of the former founder devs, you're hiring some of the best people around, both professionally and personally. Another difficult aspect to having to see is a bunch of cold take artists coming out of the woodwork to talk about what Obsidian is or what it isn't. The number of times I've seen with people with no understanding of what has worked in our previous games or that they contributed talk about Obsidian, what they used to be, is staggering. Most of the time, they're just wrong, but spreading an enormous amount of misinformation. End quote. Now, he did note that despite the layoffs and the troubles that was faced by Obsidian, the studio will still go through the line, going all the way back to the development of a 2004 RPG, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords. And he did say that some circumstances, people in the roles are the same people that worked on the games of the Outer Worlds, Pearls of Eternity, and New Vegas. Really, quote, is Obsidian the same it was 20 years ago? No, of course not. Nothing stays the same, but the DNA in Obsidian is the same as it always was. The same DNA that created Knights of the Old Republic, or New Vegas, or the Stick of Truth. I'm extremely proud of our history, and I'm also excited for who we have become. We'll see what happens to them. We will. Now, Blizzard, then itself, was talking about Diablo 4 and the Season 14 Mythic complaints that were made by the people. And they were on high hopes that the Diablo 4 patch would address the problems in Season 4. But essentially, the new season, Death Awakening and Mystic Uniques, General Pain of the Backside, crafting them was very tricky. The drop rate for the items is extremely low. So Blizzard did make a mess, according to the website. And per the patch notes, they said that the process of acquiring and using fragments for crafting mythics will now become easier. So what did they do? Well, it used to take 5 fragments to make a mythic unique or the cube, and that was a pretty high number. Now the Corrupted Reaper will now drop 2 of them per horde chest, and now you get 4 if you utilize the layer of Plenty War Plan. You'll need 4 fragments to make the mythic unique from now on. And the systematic changes, and many players were hoping for that. So if you play Diablo 4, that would be a good thing. Now we go to the first Descendant, because the developers had an update for people. .esports had the news on that. So on a dev note on July 13th, today, they said that there'd be some changes coming to Serena and Ennis in the first Descendant. That way, you can maintain some freedom when choosing the Descendants, rather than just opting for the strongest one. The community director, Jason Lee, did announce on the update on July 15th that it would include some additional balances, changes for Ennis and Serena, so on and so forth. Here's what he said, quote, we place great importance on environment where various Descendants can each have their own strengths and be tougher across the range of content, end quote. So when it came to Serena, he did say that adjusting her way with redemption, skill works, and splitting it into the base and AoE damage. The change is not a direct nerf, but improves single target damage while keeping AoE damage under control. Serena's powers isn't going anywhere. 2 new transcendent modules for Serena will have some skill-based gameplay coming to the first Descendant on July 15th. On top of that, the synchronization valve is increased from 0.496 to 1.177. So changes are coming. But since we talked about .esports, why not go to the esports corner via My Nintendo News? Yep, because they were talking about Splatoon 3 and the Splatoon Raiders collaboration Splatfest. So what was going on there? Well, the Splatoon collaboration Splatfest happened over the weekend, and there was going to be one winner. The winning team on the latest Splatfest was Team Power, who did put up a serious fight. Team Power walked away with a 365-point score, and those who participated in the Splatfest, whichever team you fought for. So they won. But may we all win when Kingdom Hearts 3 comes. And the Kingdom Hearts event is confirmed for D23 via NintendoEverything.com. So there's a deep dive in Kingdom Hearts that will be held at D23. And it's been announced it will kick off on August 15th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time for all attendees. The Kingdom Hearts 4, especially with specific showcase, but the event description did tease insights from the creative minds with the character voices and some more behind the game. D23 is the ultimate Disney fan event, and it's a bicentennial event that does take a look at things in the upcoming movies, shows, and Disney park attractions. There are also exhibits and some merchandise to pick up along with other stuff. So this time a game is coming to that show, and that's going to come to all platforms. Watch out for it. Oh, Octopath Traveler 2 coming as well to Nintendo Switch via My Nintendo News, and it's coming to the eShop today. So if you haven't played it on any other platform and you have a Nintendo Switch, get it there. You'll have a good time with it if you decide to get it. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.